Brother Lawrence, you know, out there dancing for God. Praise God. You know, God's doing a work today. Brother Ray is an evangelist to the churches, and his job is to get them on fire. And what we've been preaching for years is, I believe, the revival that we're in right now is to see the church get saved, to see the saved get saved. To be really saved is not Hail Mary full of grace. Raise your hand if you want to get saved. Praise God. I want God to transform your life. That's salvation. Salvation is being moved by God. You know, all the prophets said, and the word of the Lord came to me. The word of the Lord is Messiah, Yeshua, came to all the prophets in the Old Testament. I want the word of the Lord to be with me all the time. How about you? I can't hear you. Praise God. Praise God. I'm doing the half Torah out of Isaiah 54, and it's the weirdest passage in the Bible. And I read that, and I go, oh, Lord, how am I going to preach this? So I began to spend a lot of time, and this week has been a real hard week for me. We flew back Wednesday. Karen came down to see me, and we flew back on Wednesday, praise God. And the whole day I spent in rage, in prayer, in tears. And when Daniel was asking for prayer requests, I felt like saying, he softens my rage, because I get angry at sin. I get angry at Hasatan and the realms of death that are coming to America. And yet it's coming to the world, and we as Christians are going, oh, that's too bad. Praise God. Oh, it's too bad. We need to have compassion and learn to intercede. And God has called people, his people, to hear his voice. And not many people hear the voice of God, because Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Amen. Where are God's sheep? Right here. Where are God's sheep that hear the voice of God and intercede and pray and care about what's happening to believers in the world? Every believer in the world, whether they speak English or Farsi or whatever, they have a heart for God just like you do. And every believer in the world is your brother and your sister. And when they're being persecuted, we're being persecuted. And we haven't figured it out, because the body of Christ is all over the world. And if the body of Christ is hurting in Africa, it's hurting here. And I want to get into this, because I believe this passage has a lot of weird things. Hello? Oh, it's because I wasn't there on. So we're looking at Isaiah 54, 1 through 10, and I want to get into a couple of verses out of the first couple of verses here. But before I do, I want you to realize Isaiah 54, 1 is a very odd passage. And there's a Christian perspective that these that are barren are going to be the last day Jews that come in to know the knowledge of Christ in the last days. That's one perspective. Number two, the second perspective is the Jewish perspective. They read this and they realize that there's going to be a barren people who are probably the Christians who are going to acknowledge Yahweh. So we're looking at whether the Jews are getting saved or Christians are getting saved into Judaism. But number three is, I want you to have a heart for God and ask God, what else could this be? Because I believe it's not one or two, but I believe there is a third thing that we need to realize out of this passage. And if you have a heart for God, if you hear his voice, I believe you're going to have this. And I believe, as Michelle asked for prayer for discernment, this is all what it's all about, is having a heart for God, knowing God, and having the discernment to know what God's doing in these last days. Why is there persecution? Why are rights being taken away? Why is the world being so messed up? And why is it that we happy-faced, mild-mannered Christians can't go on being mild-mannered Christians? God has turned up the flame. This isn't Satan. God is testing his people to see, is there a remnant in America that's on fire for God? Then let it start with me. Amen. Let it start with you. Say, praise God, let me be a fire for God. Let me be a fire for God. Oh, this is what I heard. Oh, God, help me be a fire for God. I want to see a roaring flame. I want to see a fire for God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Donna, praise God. Hallelujah. It's good to see you guys. You too. Dave, sorry, I'm old. But praise God. There are two people who visit churches who are on fire for God. And when I met them, when I hear Dave talk at certain places and rallies, he doesn't talk like a nice guy. He talks like a fire for God.
Yeah.
Amen. And I think it's time, look at somebody and say, I think you look like a flame. By the time this is over, I hope you look like a roaring fire. Sing, Isaiah 54:1. Sing, O barren one, you who do not bear, O God, who does not bear. Break forth in the singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the deserted one are more than the children of the married woman, saith Yahweh. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings and spare not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you shall break forth to the right and to the left, and your seed shall inherit the nations and make the deserted cities inhabited. Do not fear, for you shall not be put to shame nor hurt. You shall not be humiliated, for the shame of your youth you shall forget and not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. For your maker is your husband. Praise God. Yahweh of hosts, Lord of hosts, Lord of Zevaoth, Lord of the armies, praise God, is your name. And the set apart one of Israel, your Redeemer, he shall be called Elohim, the God of all the earth. Praise God. Anyway, there's something amazing about this passage. And who are these people that are barren? Who are these people that are going to come into the last days knowing that there is a God who's real, knowing that there is a God who is going to bring forth a multitude of our children, our inheritance, our toldot. Toldot are our generations, praise God, are going to be these people right here in verse 1. Those who are barren, and those who are barren are going to come into this walk because the Spirit of God is going to be all about you. God's presence is about the people who are on fire for God. You walk into a room, and the presence of God is there, and everybody can feel something odd about the room because God is in the room. And we need to realize that when you step into these doors, or you step into a house or a business, step in and realize that where I place my feet is holy ground, and the presence of God is now in City Market, and City Market and the darkness that's there has to flee. Why? Because the fire is in there. And if there's one light in this room and it's dark, we have a little light. But if there's two, we have three. If there's 2,500 people in City Market on fire for God, we have a bonfire. And the world is going to be on fire because God's people are on fire for God. It's time to get off our butt, our tailgates, and begin to see the power of God. When Jesus said, when two or three are together, there in the midst of the very midst of you is the power and the authority of God. Where is God's authority today? Oh, I don't know. Praise God. I pray, Lord Jesus, come quickly. I pray for the Holy Spirit has anointed you right now. Right now to be on fire. Right now to be the authority of God. Right now to pray and to preach and to speak with authority, because God has anointed you to walk in His blessing, His anointing. You are hungry and thirsty for righteousness. Why? Because God is filling you with His anointing. So where you go is the anointing of God. Why? Because you're there.
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, you're there. If you're there, then you're there.
Amen.
And so is He. Praise God. And so I want you to realize that God is asking to be in a complex control, a complete control. Do we fear not? Do we fear Him? Do we have fear? If we have fear, we don't fear God. We fear the circumstance. Oh my God, what's going to happen to my money or my income? If this happens and this happens, oh God, I walk in this fear, and this fear is all over us, and the fear you have from the world is contagious. Until somebody says, stop. In the name of Messiah, let peace be upon you. The fear of God is more important than the fear of the world. Amen. Praise God. Does he really have everything in your life covered? Is everything in his hands? Praise God. Does he have your health? Oh, gosh. I'm 19. Well, wait till you get COVID-21. Praise God. You know, God's going to do something. And if you walk in the fear of COVID-19 or the fear of anything, praise God, then you're not fearing God, and God is not your God. Your God says, I will serve you. No matter what that circumstance, I am in your hands. I will serve you. I am your child. I am your, you are my master and my servant. And whatever happens, I will praise you in all things. Because if I praise you, you are with me. There is no fear in me because he is in me. Praise God. So does he have your finances? I don't know. If I lose my job because I'm not getting vaccinated, oh my God, what will I do? Oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God, God is calling out to you. Oh my child, call upon me. Call upon me. Amen. And the word of the Lord came to you. And the word of the Lord came to you, praise God, just like Isaiah and Haggai and Jeremiah and Nehemiah, praise God. Say amen. Amen. I got Nehemiah back there. I'm going to pick on you the rest of the day. So anyway, is he in control of our kids? Amen. Amen. Raise your kids in the way of the Lord, and they will not depart from it. It doesn't say raise your kids in Sunday school. It doesn't say raise your kids in church. It says raise them with a heart for God. Raise them knowing God. I heard that song this morning about I just want to talk with Jesus. And this guy said, I got a child, 15 years old, a son of mine. And he came in my room and he said, I'm sorry to bother you, Dad. And I said, no, you don't bother. Come in. And we began to talk to Jesus together. And that's what we need, to talk to Jesus and teach our kids to talk to Jesus. Teach our kids to have a fire for God. Teach our kids to have faith in God and to know that there is nothing in this world going to take my kid's soul, because we've got faith in God. And he's just asking you to be his light, because he said, you're the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Look at somebody and prophesy over them right now and say, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. His vessel, you are his vessel of his anointing. Where you are is the anointing of God. Oh, I don't feel like that. It doesn't matter how you feel. Pinch yourself. Oh, I felt that. Smack yourself. Oh, I felt that. Do you feel the anointing of God? No, you don't. Why not? Because you don't have a spirit for God until you get on fire and you're sold out for God. And you know that what you place your hands to is anointed, because you're anointed. God didn't call you to be losers. Oh, God, I need this. I need help. All my kids smoke dope, and all my friends hate me, and oh, I'm ugly. And oh, who cares? You know, the fact is, God is tired of your prayers. He wants your praise. We don't thank God enough. We don't say, praise God, thank you for my circumstances. Praise God, thank you for the fact that I have the money and my bills are due next week. And I want to thank you and praise you that it's going to be paid. Hallelujah. I want to thank you, Father God. I want to thank you for the work you're doing. I want to thank you for my kid's life. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to praise you. I want you in my life, because I am anointed and you asked me to be the light of the world. So light this fire. So come on, baby, light my fire. And do you have a heart for God? Back in the Torah, in Deuteronomy, God says, I love God with all your heart, with all your might. He says, I will take out your heart and put my heart in you. I want your heart to be circumcised. I want your heart to be on fire. When you have a heart for God, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. And I believe when we have a heart for God, if you're following this criteria, then you're going to be able to see what's happening. to the barren new bride of Christ. Praise God. Because in the last days, there's going to be a revival of believers getting on fire for God. But those believers who have been lukewarm all these years are going to see God change the world. And the world has to go through a lot of persecution and tribulation. Praise God. But He's in control, and He is not going to forsake His, because Jesus prayed, Lord God, I will not lose one. I will not lose two. I will not lose you, because my Father gave you to Him. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Jesus simply said, hey, Daniel, God gave you to me. You're not yours anymore. You're mine. Praise God. And punch your uncle in the law in the arm and say, and you're God's too. I don't care what stupid nation you're from. Anyway, praise God. At least you're not from Australia. Anyway, Wednesday I heard about Afghanistan, a nation where Messiah's church is growing, a country with over 48,000 mosques and not one church building in Afghanistan. Open Doors World List, Open Doors has a world watch list of countries where Christians are persecuted the most severe. And that the country right now is Afghanistan. And I want you to read this with me. We'll read the top line. Seah, Kehalayan, Kebesan, Seah, Antuk, Minyabah, Yeshua, Christo, Dolam, Dua, Yam. So what do you think that means? I don't know. I don't speak Darcy. I lost my freedom to worship Jesus Christ in 2 hours. Here's a country that America protected. And in 2 hours, America withdrew everything, including the protection. And over 30,000 Christians have been imprisoned or tortured for Christ or martyred for Christ. And my heart was so broken. Wednesday, I walked in anger. And number one, I had to fly, so I was already angry. Number two, the flights are always late. So you sit in this stupid chair in this stupid airplane for an hour while they say, oh, we need to make sure that you have snacks on board. And then you get up and fly and they say, oh, because of this and that, we're not having snacks today. So what were we waiting for? Okay. So number one, I've got rage. Number two, I hear about this and my rage is strong. My rage is on fire for God. I'm so worn out. I feel alone sometimes. Afghanistan, I've never been there. You know, I don't like Islam. I don't like Muslims. I wrestle not with flesh and blood. So I've tried to ask God to help me with my rage against Islam, because I read the Quran years ago. I interpreted the Quran with an English dictionary out of Arabic. I go to Turkey and find out that they agree with my interpretation of the Quran. And I go to Israel and I talk to Muslims in the certain areas where it's all Islam. And these guys, one guy actually pulled out a sword, a scimitar, and chased me out of his shop because their interpretation of the Quran was not the same as mine. And they believe that all infidels are open market. Open market meaning they can kill you anytime they want. And it's one thing to be martyred by somebody that like Hitler, that doesn't like you and he takes you out and shoots you. But if you're martyred by somebody in Afghanistan, they will make sure that you're alive. And while you're alive, cut off your arms and your legs and all your privates. And they will decapitate you. And they will take your sons and murder them and your wives and rape them and kill them and your daughters. You know, they'll take and sell. That brings out rage in me. It makes me want to call upon the bride of Christ and say, where is God's people praying for God's people? Where are the people that have a heart for God? And where are those that bear fruit and have their generations in Him? Because we're the ones that have the fruit, and you are bearing God's witness and life in you, right? Somebody say, I want to bear fruit. I want to bear witness of Jesus Christ. If we see the last thing Jesus said, as he ascended into the air, he said, "You will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." And I met with some pastors this week. We had prayer over the three candidates that are running for school board. And I told them this: if you want to see the presence of God, we need to learn to bear witness. And when he says you'll bear witness to the ends of the earth, take your globe and here's Jerusalem and go like this, that's Grand Junction. And Grand Junction needs to be full of the witnesses of God. Praise God. Amen. And I want to close with this. That my heart goes out to those people so on fire for God that they are the fervent people of God. So read this with me. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man / woman availeth mucho. Praise God. Somebody give God a hand. Amen.